This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India defeated Pakistan by 5 wickets to win the Asia Cup cricket at Dubai International Stadium tonight. Tilak Verma was the top scorer for India with an unbeaten 69 runs. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl. But two bad Pakistan openers gave a good start with Sahibzada Farhan scoring 57 and Fakhar Zaman 46. However, the middle order and the tail enders collapsed in quick succession with a total team score of 146 with 5 balls to spare. For India, Kuldeep Yadav scalped 4 wickets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister urged people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country. Mr. Modi also emphasized cleanliness during the festive season should not be limited to homes but extend to streets, neighborhoods, markets and villages. Referring to Gandhi Jayanti to be celebrated on 2nd of October, Prime Minister Modi said Mahatma Gandhi always emphasized on the adoption of Swadeshi and Khadi was the most prominent among them. He stated that during the last 11 years, the country's attraction towards Khadi has increased significantly.
बीते 11 साल में खादी के प्रति देश के लोगों का आकर्षण बहुत बढ़ गया है। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में खादी की बिक्री में बहुत तेजी देखी गई है। मैं आप सभी से आग्रह करता हूं कि 2 अक्टूबर को कोई न कोई खादी प्रोडक्ट जरूर खरीदें। गर्व से कहें ये स्वदेशी है। इसे सोशल मीडिया पर #vocalforlocal के साथ शेयर भी करें।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that today the Northeast and Jammu and Kashmir are progressing on the path of development and peace. He was speaking at the valedictory session of the National Summit, Naxal Mukt Bharat, ending Red Terror under Modi's leadership in New Delhi. Mr. Shah stated that the government has worked on 3 key pillars, dialogue, security and coordination, which led to a 70% reduction in security personnel deaths in the Northeast between 2014 and 2024 compared to the previous decade from 2004 to 2014. Civilian deaths due to violence in the region have also dropped by 85% during the same period. Highlighting efforts in the Northeast, the Home Minister noted that 12 major peace accords have been signed and over 10,500 youth have surrendered and joined the mainstream. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists including a woman were killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday in the forest of Tiryarpani in Kanker district. They were carrying a total reward of 14 lakh rupees on their heads. The bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered. Security forces seized an SLR, a 303 rifle, a 12-bore gun and other Maoist materials from the site. Among the slain Maoists was Shravan Matkam, alias Vishwanath, secretary of the Sitandi Nagari Area Committee, who had 8 lakh rupees bounty on his head. The Tamil Nadu government has constituted a one-member commission of inquiry headed by former High Court Judge Justice Aruna Jagadishan to investigate the tragic stampede incident at a political rally in Karur, which claimed 40 lives and left over 80 people injured. The incident occurred Saturday during a massive gathering organized by Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam to welcome actor-turned-politician and party's founder Vijay. The panel began its probe this evening with Justice Jagadishan visiting the site where the incident took place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia payment of 2 lakh rupees each to the next of kin of the deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. An amount of 50,000 rupees will be provided to each of the injured. World Food India 2025 concluded in New Delhi yesterday with investment commitments exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees, marking one of the largest announcements in India's food processor sector. Over the 4-day event, 26 leading domestic and international companies signed memoranda of understanding. In a statement, the Ministry of Food Processing Industries said these agreements are expected to generate direct employment for over 64,000 people. And that is the end of this news bulletin.